Yes, sir. We back. I even know when we started. But we here. Once again, we're back. Shout out to the intro video. Shout out to my bro Neil, man. You already know it's Mustang TV. Matt, make sure you send that streaming that link over to me. I gotta get people on the line. We got some call-ins going. It is September 19th. Week 2 recap. Week 3 preview. We here and it's lit. You already know I'm with the gang, Matt Chief, Big Ed, and myself, Timo Sports. What's good, everybody? What's happening? We gonna send that link over. We gonna get everybody in here. Intro going crazy.
I mean, got some chat to do.
Yeah, I mean, gonna have to step to that podium real soon. That's for fucking sure. Because shit is real wicked over here.
Yes, sir.
Shit is real wicked.
All right, we got some special guests coming in.
Yes.
We're loading them up. Don't even sweat. Thank you guys for messing with the intro. We appreciate all the love. Obviously, shout out, like Simo said, to Neil for doing that. The boys are taking it up a notch for this NFL season. What can we say?
Right? What can you say? What's
we
good?
Are here. If your team caught a dub this week, let us know in the comments. There's, I think, 8 teams that are still 2-0. Also, let us know your guys' biggest fantasy pickups this week, because I know I'm picking up Jerome Ford in a couple leagues. That's all I'm going to say. Jerome Ford, maybe a little Matt Breda action. So I got eyes on some free agents
Let's talk about Jerome Ford, and let's talk about the game that happened last night. The Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Browns. Very controversial hit on Nick Chubb.
Yeah, you're a fucking scumbag.
That was Micah Fitzpatrick, correct?
Yeah.
Scumbag.
I don't know. Was it dirty? Was it
chat? Can you voice your opinion, please, in the chat? Was it dirty or was it not dirty? Me personally, I didn't like the hit. I don't know if he maliciously tried to fuck his knee up. What?
It was a dirty hit.
I didn't like the hit. I didn't like it. I can't lie.
I think it came at a really bad time too, because Nick Chubb was full extension with his leg. One guy hit him high. One guy hit him low. I don't know. To me, it was just the perfect storm of a tackle. I really don't know what else you could have. I don't know.
You didn't have to do that, bro.
You don't. It's such a tough play because,
isn't
like,
he a safety?
It's
a
part
safety,
of the
right?
game.
The fucking safety.
He's Minka? Playing. Yeah, Minka's a safety.
Minka's a safety.
Aim bro, you're thigh. Big as hell.
Yeah, no, I get. Okay, that's fair. That's a good point.
Yeah,
it was a knee.
Though.
It was straight knee high hit. And that I can kind of get. I can it's get your angle on that one. We got Corey in here. You want to bring him on?
All right. Our first guest we're going to bring in. He is the owner, founder, and CEO of the My Movies app. We stream on the My Movies app, by the way, has over 1 million viewers. This guy's a great guy. He's awesome. He's all about getting a new platform out there that where people can talk and be free.
Let's get people forward.
He gives everybody a voice, especially people like us, like most sports. You know, we're lit. We talk mad shit. Some apps ain't fucking with us because of it. But My Movies is fucking with us. And let's bring him in, Corey Tusek.
Yes,
what's going on, brother?
How you guys doing?
How you doing, Corey?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. I busted out my old Super Bowl 40 champ shirt, if you can see that. It's a Pittsburgh uniform. There's like 60% of like the air planes that come into Pittsburgh International. I'm pretty sure somebody's wearing this exact shirt. So
that's dope.
I like that.
So I'm guessing you're a Steelers fan then.
Hell yeah.
What's your thoughts on last night's game? Can you break it down for us? Tell me what you like and what you didn't like about it.
Well, first of all, I didn't like seeing Nick Chubb go down because as much as I hate the Browns, he's a great player, and I hate seeing that. But yeah, the last night was a weird game. Like, I don't know if you guys got to catch the whole game, but halftime was at like 10. You know, and like the first
dragged out, especially considering. You thought with two younger quarterbacks, right? I'm still saying Deshaun Watson's a young quarterback, that this was going to be, you know, a lot of flight going on. Is he not? Is still a young quarterback?
No.
He's like 26, right?
No, that's 20. Not young no more.
All right.
Yeah, not in the NFL stand.
Yeah, yeah, no, I guess. But I thought there was going to be a lot more action going on. It felt like a lot of lulls, a lot of commercials, a lot of FanDuel commercials getting shoved at us. So I don't know.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the play that summed up that game was the Gunnar Olszewski fumble, and then the Browns pick it up and fumble it again, and like five different people try to get it, and then it hits Najee Harris in the face and goes out of bounds. And it was just, it was an ugly game. But I mean, this has been the talk of Pittsburgh sports today, has been that Matt Canada has got to go. Because
yeah, so one thing I definitely saw, I saw Mike Tomlin being like, hey, I want our fans to be like this. I want our fans to be spoiled. They said, yeah. He said fat, spoiled, and lazy. You know what I'm saying? But like, I get what Tomlin's saying. Like, hey, like, I understand your frustrations, and we're not going to back down from that challenge, you know? I like that from Tomlin. I feel like that was a super veteran move. As far as firing Matt Canada, I don't know yet. Kenny Pickett,
I mean, I don't know if you can do it mid-season.
Marks as well.
I don't know if you can do it mid-season, you know what I mean? Like, firing an offensive coordinator, I can't really remember the last time a team did that, unless they were, you know, they were cleaning house and get rid of all the coaches.
I mean, especially before week, what, like, 4 or 5? Like, I feel like the earliest we've seen somebody get fired is week 6 or 7. I mean, it's still only week 2 into the season, and you got people pushing the red button. So, I don't know. That doesn't make much sense to me. But I do want to ask you, Corey, because I am very, very skeptical on your running back over there, Najee Harris. What are your thoughts on him? Is he an issue in this offense?
I don't really think he is. Believe me, my yins are, that's what Pittsburghers call yins, each other. Instead of y'all, we say yins. Mm-hmm. But my Yinzer hat was on, and I'm sitting there like, put in Jalen Warren, Najee's bum. You know, why'd we pick him in the first round? But I honestly, this is where everybody's like, oh, Canada's the problem. And yeah, Kenny Pickett missed some throws, and Najee is, you know, not doing anything. But if you watch, and I'm going to actually sit down with the All 22 and break it down, and I might videotape it, because I'm just like, and I'm not an NFL expert at all, by the way. Like, I played hockey in college. That's what I did. But I watch it, and the defense know what Matt Canada's running. Like, it is so telegraphed. So, like, you watch some of those runs from Najee, everybody's bagging on him, but he was getting lit up in the backfield, you know, like, and you saw, if you saw some of the end zone, you know, camera, like, all, the whole box, which, by the way, there were 10 people in the box at one point. You could actually see 10 people on the defense in the camera before the snap, and you're like, well, maybe they should try a deep ball, but you could see all 10 just collapse, like, right onto the play, and there's nothing you could do, so... So I think Najee, if we can get it, it's just, I hate to be the guy like blame the coach. But if you don't have a coach drawing up a scheme that's getting people open, then I don't know if Najee stands a chance. I was watching, like, you know, the Sunday night game with Miami, and like, oh my God, I'm just salivating. Like, oh, wouldn't that be great if we had somebody that drew up plays where our guys got open? You know, there was some misdirection, you know.
Especially because the Steelers realistically do have some pieces over there that they could, like, George Pickens to me can be a wide receiver one in the NFL very easily. Even we saw last night, his flashes are spectacular. He has a ton of talent. It's just about putting these guys in the best position to succeed. And I feel like Canada, I don't know if he's doing that.
No, I mean, George Pickens has the opportunity to be one of the best receivers in the league. He's a surreal athlete. And then, our tight end that we picked in the third round out of Georgia, we need to get him the ball because we haven't even thrown him. I can't remember if he's even had a pass thrown his way, but he's
out here getting cardio and running routes.
Exactly.
I mean, Deontay's hurt again, correct?
Yep. Deontay's hurt. So, I mean, it's an uphill battle personnel wise, but it's the coaching. It's, you know, you got to put the players in a position to succeed. I think that's why Kenny's struggling, frankly, not making an excuse for him. But the plays are so overwhelmed by the defense. Every play, the routes are overwhelmed. It's like everywhere he looks, people are getting sucked up and eaten alive. And it's because, you know, they showed a replay in week one against San Francisco on like the 10-yard line. Matt Canada ran 3 verts on the left-hand side, like 3 verts into the end zone. Like, what the hell? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. He's a bum. But and Myles Garrett, by the way, I mean, I can't believe Pro Football Focus or whatever that PFF is, they graded him higher than TJ Watt last night.
PFF, I really don't.
They're garbage. Right?
They're, I don't really like PFF because they're just, it's just a bunch of made up statisticians just putting random numbers together and being like, hey, according to this number, that number, that number, that number, that number combined, this is the best player.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like ESPN co-signs the shit. And I'm like, look, it's, that's not real. Like, all right, I believe in statistics. I'm more of an eye test guy, but like, this, you know what statistics matter. You know what I'm saying? PFF to me is like, man, they have some wonky shit going on over there.
I enjoy PFF when it pushes my agenda. Like that.
Right.
If anybody saw my Facebook post of Daniel Jones, you saw that was a PFF grade. And that is the only time I'm going to support PFF if they're supporting the G-Men. So that's really it. Other than that, they are definitely garbage. And I'm not rocking with their stats, proper form of analysis in the sport. So I don't know. We got a Steelers 1-1 comment and we go into the chip. Well, Corey, are you that confident in your Steelers? Can I get a season outlook maybe on what your hopes are?
You're talking to a guy who definitely laid $50 on them to win the Super Bowl before the season started because that preseason had us all thinking that it was going to happen. If I'm being honest, I think what we're looking at is a team that comes into its own through the season and then maybe wins a playoff game. And then next year is when we have our first chance, our first legitimate chance, because they're going to fire Matt Canada, no doubt about it, and get his ass out of there. But I do think, now that being said, Kenny is incredibly accurate. He's been missing throws. Something's been off with him, and there's many reasons, different reasons of why that could be happening. But I've been saying since they picked him, he went to Pitt. Obviously, I graduated from Pitt. That's where I played hockey. So like, I'm a Pitt grad. Like I have an affiliation with him in that way where, you know, I want to see him succeed.
I was going
to
say, it sounds like you support Kenny a lot, being that you were so heavy on Canada, but you see playoff kind of aspirations with Kenny Pickett still being your quarterback within the next 2 years.
Oh yeah,
with the defense, I think so.
Yeah, with the defense for sure. Yeah.
The defense was amazing. I mean, that's on the good note for the Steelers. They were absolutely lights out on defense. Deshaun Watson looked lost. He just didn't look good. Period.
Well, if you look at how quarterbacks excel in this league, look at Patrick Mahomes the first 2 weeks here without Eric Bieniemy. He's playing great, don't get me wrong, but the Chiefs are not lighting it up. And all of a sudden, Eric Bieniemy goes to Washington, and Washington's lighting it up and scoring a bunch of points. So to me, if you have to have the right mixture, and so Kenny's got the tools. But like I said, he's had a deer in headlights look the first 2 weeks. I mean, San Francisco and the Browns are probably two of the best defenses that we'll face in the league. But he's had a deer in headlights look. He's been behind on his throws. He's been bad with his timing, poor reads. But none of it affects his ability, like his actual abilities. It's just a head thing right now. Steeler fans will remember this. It really reminds me of Big Ben in his first time in any big game. So like Big Ben joins the Steelers and comes in for Tommy Maddox, wins 14 straight games. He gets to his first playoff game and just shits the bed. And I can say that on here, right?
I can say. Oh, you can say whatever you want on here.
As many beds as you'd like.
Yeah. But yeah, so he shits the bed against the Jets. Somehow the Steelers win that game because what's his name? The Jets kicker missed like 8 field goals. Yeah. And then we play the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. He shits the bed again. Come around to year two, he blows through the playoffs. He was by far the MVP all the way to the Super Bowl. And then against the Seahawks, he shits the bed. And then in 2008, he goes back to the Super Bowl, and that's when he plays great and has the, you know, 2-minute game-winning drive to San Antonio. So that, I hated to think it, but as I'm watching the first game, I was like, oh God, it kind of looks like those Ben days. So I'm hoping once Kenny starts to relax, see the field a little bit better, I think he's going to be fine. To be frank, I do think if he turns it on, we could win the Super Bowl this year. I mean, anyone could win the Super Bowl as long as you get in the dance. And if you have an elite defense.
That's a Corey.
I'm not saying will happen.
Yeah, I'm just
saying receipts will be had.
We save receipts, sir.
I'm saying we had Matt, or not Trent Dilfer, won a Super Bowl. So it can be done, and I don't think we've seen the likes of a TJ Watt in a long time in this league. So it would have to be on the defense. Drug test me. Drug test me. I love it. Bring it. Actually, don't. No, I'm kidding.
So I have one question for the Steelers as well. A lot of the blame you're putting on OC Canada, right?
Yeah.
Now, back in Steeler prime time, right? I'm talking about Le'Veon Bell at his highest, oh, yeah. AB at his highest, Ben Roethlisberger at their highest. Shit. San Antonio, Juju, all of them. We're all going crazy. Probably, what, 2014, 15, I want to say?
15, 16, then it's 2017.
Right.
2017, that was probably one of the best teams.
So who was play calling then? Because I'm pretty sure it was Tomlin.
Todd Haley.
Todd Haley. So Tomlin wasn't making any
calls. No. I mean, he says he has input, but he has...
I feel like he was dialing shit up back then, though. No? I really swore, like, all the amount of two-point conversions y'all did.
Oh, yeah. We were going crazy with those.
He had that motherfucking playbook in front of his mouth going crazy. Going for two. And he was dialing that bitch up. That's all I remember. But if it was just Todd Haley, then I'll give you that.
I mean, being honest, Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown are two all-time greats at their position. So it's kind of like...
Oh, sure.
They were gifted, like, some very, very extreme talent. And now you're looking at... Obviously, we think highly on Pickens, but... Kenny Pickett, like, this isn't a guy that's necessarily highly touted as somebody that was going to be a franchise savior. So I don't know if having, like, I agree that he still has potential and there's still room for growth, but I don't know if I have these aspirations of him necessarily leading a team to the playoffs. I need to see these 2 minute, like, I need to see him in a position that Justin Herbert was in this past weekend. Down to 2 minutes to go, ball in your hands, what can you make of it?
Well, he did that last year.
We've seen it a couple times. No, you're absolutely right. I want to see this continue now throughout his growth, because year two is really where, like, you're supposed to learn from your mistakes year one. Yep. And then, like you were saying, year three with your quarterback is when you're supposed to have those aspirations of playoff intentions. So I want to see these division games. I mean, last night was game one of, hey, Kenny, go do your thing. So I'm really excited, especially somebody commented with how the Bengals have been looking lately. You know, anything could happen.
Anything can happen in that division. Can't happen. I like the Ravens still in that division.
If Lamar can stay healthy, that's a big thing.
Right. That's going to be a big if. You know, the health factor for Ravens is always a big factor. Corey, I want you to plug in My Movies. I want you to talk about how you got started with My Movies, the journey, and to where we are right now.
Yeah, so we started Movies Plus back in 2020, and it kind of became like a free speech platform. Because we saw a lot of censorship. And then it's funny, I'll probably get a lot of hate for this, because who was getting censored back in 2020 was the right. Mm-hmm. So then people pigeonholed us as like a right-wing thing, and we really weren't. But, you know, we thought, okay, it's a unique selling proposition. That's what we're going to do, and we still support free speech. But what I've learned is that both the right and the left really suck. Like, when it comes to politics,
yeah,
I'm not a fan of any of them. Right. So at this point, it's like I've been like pushed into being a libertarian, and I still believe in free speech. But I also, you know, Movies Plus, our mission is really to support independent creators and find ways to get, you know, my background is selling movies. That's what I did, like, have done for a living. And I can tell you there's so many independent films that don't have a home. You know, so like all these people, they made the movie, they try to get it out there. What we're offering is an opportunity to have a place where you can send people, and also a way to directly monetize. You know, like, we encourage filmmakers to sign up for our VIP program, where anytime somebody signs up with their promo code to watch their movie, they get, you know, they get a percentage, you know, they get $5 or whatever it is. And every year they get another $4 every year in perpetuity. Because, you know, who your friends and family want to support you. You know, the people that like your work want to support you. So that's what we're really, that's our mission right now, is to try and be the home to bring all independent content into a premier place. And you know, we got the apps. I mean, we have over 1 million downloads. so far. We have, you know, like 75,000 active users.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And you have tons of content on the platform as well. All kinds of movies, entertainment that you could be looking for. I mean, I know I was scrolling and watching a plethora of different types of content on that app, and you could just sit there like it. It honestly clears any other streaming platform, because nowadays everyone has what, 15 different apps on their phone for streaming. Yeah. Like, listen, you want a place to go to get uncensored stuff, you know, what you want to see, and everything from under the sun. Realistically, Movies Plus is definitely the place for you.
Yeah. I mean, the way I look at my kind of pitch is a lot of content, you might be able to find it elsewhere. We'll have original content. We have some premiere content. We have exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else. And then a lot of other stuff that's, you might be able to find it on Tubi. But for us, you get to watch it at commercial free, you know, and you pay. If you use a promo code Corey, C-O-R-Y, you get a whole year for $24. So, you know, for $2 a month, you get all that content ad free, and we're adding new stuff all the time. So, you know, like our Halloween lineup is pretty packed. I think last year we released something like 50 horror films during the month of October.
That's great. Yeah.
I think we're on pace to do that, and we still have the ones from last year, you know, so we,
it's just only going up.
And another one that I was hearing of is the Sound of Freedom, right? Is a big one that you guys are working with.
So this it isn't inked yet, but almost. I mean, it's really, it's not like I'm worried. We're going to close the deal. They want to put the film on our platform and put it up, you know, and we'll start for sale because they're doing a wide digital sale. But we're encouraging them, and they're going to encourage people to use us instead of iTunes or anything else.
Fantastic.
And we're going to offer, you know, a free trial with anyone that, you know, buys the movie on our platform and everything like that. And it's just, everything's too consolidated right now. Like I was talking with, I'll drop this, but Roy Price, former head of Amazon Studios, and him and I talk about a lot of different things, and maybe one day we'll partner on stuff. And I saw how ABC and ESPN, this goes back to the sports, but ABC and ESPN, Disney's looking to get rid of them. And like, I immediately texted him the article, and I was like, huh, like, I wonder what would happen if a program, if somebody with the right mind behind how to drive these actually, you know, had control of it. You know, obviously it would, we'd need to go out on a capital raise and get billions of dollars to,
sure,
to go get the, you know, ABC and ESPN.
Hey, but who could say that's not possible, right? You know,
it's all possible through God, because God did. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And I mean, it's just you know, we've seen content really lag. Like Disney has destroyed Star Wars. Disney's destroyed so many, you know, intellectual properties. And there's so many more talented filmmakers out there that aren't, that don't have an opportunity, and they used to not have they were never going to get a chance to film with an incredible camera. But now people can do it for, you know, minimal cost and go out and make movies. And so that's why we're seeing a lot of unique filmmakers come out. And you know, I hope we can find more. If anyone's out there listening, I mean, we have Mo Sports streaming live on us every week.
Yep.
And I actually started a podcast called the Beer Goggle Sports Podcast, or Beer Goggle Quarterback Podcast. Ooh. And we're recapping after a day of, you know, drinking beer and watching football. We're going through and talking about everything, adding a little comedy, you know, in there. Like, I think I called the Kansas City Chiefs, whenever they lost the first game, I said the Kansas City Chiefs look more like the Kansas City Queefs as they blew hot air all over their audience, all over the crowd. You know, so we're trying to go that route and have a little fun with it. You know, and hopefully we can start inviting in some like comedians too down the line.
That'd be dope, man.
Hey, we've had some on Mo Sports TV. We could, you know, we could work together and make this thing happen for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You already know you have Mo Sports support in every endeavor that you got, Corey. We love My Movies and Movies Plus. It's an awesome platform for independent creators like us. You know, we're not signed to anybody. We're not exclusive to anybody. But you gave us a platform to put in front of thousands and thousands of people, and that's all love, and I appreciate you for that, bro. And anything you need from Mo Sports, you let us know. If you need a guest, if you need anything, bro, you already know we got you.
Yeah, yeah, no. Well, I'll definitely each one of you has got to come on the Beer Goggle
Absolutely.
Quarterback podcast. The key is you have to have. I see the Kansas City queefs. you have to have at least drank a handful of beers beforehand.
Okay. That'll work.
That can be done.
That'll be done. I haven't actually been like buzzed up for real and talk sports on live. It's actually we're about to start doing it with our.
We do a lot. Yeah,
we're not even gonna announce it yet, but we got something going on for that too. But
so you guys all Giants fans?
Fuck no.
Me and Matt are Giants fans. He's a Niners fan.
Oh, okay. You guys might have it. I think Brock Purdy has as much chance of Kenny Pickett to be legit. But the 49ers team outside of Brock Purdy is unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Our coach is like crazy too. So
ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been watching football my whole life and I've seen a lot of it. And watching that game, I was like, oh God, like that team, that's a championship team right there.
We're always a quarterback away. We just got to see.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Brock Purdy can pull it out. I mean, he's better than like a Trent Dilfer, and Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. So, you know what I mean?
He's way better than Jimmy G to score way more points with him.
Oh, you guys went to 3 NFC championship games, 1 Super Bowl with Jimmy G. Like, you know, I think.
With Jimmy G.
Yeah, so I think
he's still dealing with the Raiders right now. Not much, you know. Yeah. So, hey.
Speaking of, since it's a preview, I mean, that's who the Steelers play next week. So hopefully, we get some relief finally.
Oh, yeah,
y'all could get that game. Y'all could definitely get that game. If y'all could beat them. I don't know about smoke them, but I think you will come out with the victory.
23-13 Steelers. That's my hot take right there.
Boom.
Yeah, 23-21, some shit like that. I like it. Or even a low scoring game, 17-10, something like that. Yeah. I like that. A little stinky.
Our defense will guide y'all to victory.
Yep. that's exactly what I was thinking. A defensive touchdown mixed in there. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, Corey, we got a couple other callers coming in. So I appreciate you once again for coming through.
Yeah.
Anything you need from us once again, you already know. Guys, make sure you download the My Movies app, Movies Plus app. And
we're going to post the link. And
our code is Mo Sports, I'm pretty sure, too. Our code is Mo Sports.
Yep.
That helps support them. That supports the most sports.
It only costs anywhere from 25 to 35 bucks a year.
A year.
I could be wrong, but I think your code knocks it down to like the same price where it's like $2 a month.
Yeah.
And that helps support most sports. I mean, it supports our network.
Right.
And that supports them directly. And I appreciate it. Yeah. And if you guys follow me on Twitter, I'm at Corey Cory _ Tucek Tucek, and I'm hosting. I think I'm gonna do it again. Last week I did a Wednesday night Twitter space, with a bunch of Steelers people, you know, Steelers media people talking about the state of the Steelers, kind of kumbaya. And so I just sent the bat signal out to them earlier today. I said, hey, I want to do that again. That was fun. And they're all good. So they're good.
Awesome. I'll hop in that.
Yeah,
I'll hop in that too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So
thank you, Corey. Much
awesome. Right. Thank you guys.
Much
I appreciate
love,
it. I'll talk
love,
to you later.
Much love. See you later. All right. Next up, we got
a comment right here asking where the man is.
Where's Uncle?
You gotta wait.
Double R, you gotta wait for a little bit.
You gotta wait.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here we
go. Uncle Mike, he's back. He's back once again. What's going on, Uncle?
What's up, fellas?
Yes, sir. What's happening?
How you feeling?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Another week, and we're vibing once again, you know.
Shout out to the American Dream real quick.
American Dream Movers. Yes, if you ever need a move in Ocean, Mama County, or in New Jersey, or anywhere on the East Coast, make sure you hit up the American Dream Movers.
Yes, sir.
All right. So,
Uncle Micah, we got a showdown going on this week. Two of y'all against two of us. How are we feeling ahead of this Thursday night matchup?
truth be told, what the Giants did last week, that comeback, that was good. That was a great wake-up call for you. You needed that. You really needed that.
We definitely did need it. And a lot of people don't want to even give us the flowers for having a 30-point second-half comeback. But thank you for being one of those that is willing to give us credit when credit is due.
But here's my thing. Dabo ain't McVay. Jones ain't Stafford. Y'all ain't the Rams, and we ain't the Cardinals. So we're going to see about that. That's all I got to say about that game. And we won shitty last week. We put up 30, and Brock wasn't at his best. He missed two wide-open touchdowns. So I'm not going to brag and boast about this and that, that and this, whatever. You guys did what you had to do to get your win. Congratulations. Let's move on. Let's strap them up and see what you got.
I agree. So we'll preview the Niners Giants real quick with you. So one thing I noticed in the breakdown of both the Giants Cardinals and the Rams Niners is that defense has got figured out real quick.
What defense? Whose defense?
Niners defense got figured out a little bit. Yes,
Okay, I got something to say to that.
Receivers, little dick and dumps.
It's a bunch of it was a bunch of nobodies on the team. There's no film.
I was
going to
say.
But here, let me say something. You dink and dunk. They did, but you got to realize one thing. They're in our division.
Sure.
And that's a Super Bowl winning team. 2 years off a Super Bowl and a Hall of Fame quarterback. Okay? Don't get me wrong. And mind you, we put up 30 where we should have had 40 plus because Brock missed two wide open touchdown passes. So I'm not making excuses. They came in, they did what they did. But again, Jones ain't Stafford. And we ain't the Cardinals.
Y'all not.
And so we expect a tough game from the Rams because they're in our division and they know us very well. Don't forget, McVay is off Shanahan's tree.
So, am I hearing that we're taking the Giants somewhat lightly this coming?
No, not at all. Not at all. Don't take us lightly. Don't think because you came back against the Cardinals, you're going to do that with the Niners.
Nobody ever said that now. We don't think.
No, I understand you. You're supposed to support and root for your team.
I didn't say the Giants figured y'all out. We figured out the Cardinals defense in the second half.
You guys figured out the Cardinals offense because they stopped scoring points. They stopped scoring points and giving the Giants opportunities with three and outs.
We started scoring points.
But we changed from the Daniel Jones play call to Brian Daboll calling plays. And you
look, I'm not.
Waller, Hodgins. It wasn't just Saquon running it up Hyatt every time. Yeah, Hyatt got involved.
I'm not knocking your win. Congratulations. I'm not knocking. It's a team sport. I get it. You guys did your thing. But this is a different week now. And I'm sure we got we did some adjustments. We looked at some film, and them guys going to be where they need to be. All right. So I'm not saying I'm not worried about, I worry about every game. In fact, you guys, I'm going to bed right after this because I'm flying out to the game tomorrow.
Mm. Yeah. He's going to be there in San Francisco.
He's going to be studying film himself.
No, I'm suiting up. I'm going to hold on the extra point team. Bringing it back, baby. Bringing it back.
You got a comment here. Uncle Mike, can you rank your top five NFC teams?
Not in no particular order, but there's going to be the Cowboys, Giants. No, excuse me. Cowboys, Niners, Eagles. Green Bay's looking good, but I don't know if they're the top 10. But those three, and we got a couple. The Detroit Lions can go in and out. The Rams can go in and out. It's hard with those next two because they have losses on them. So you can juggle any of those and just slot them in there. But the big three, the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Niners.
Okay, fair enough.
Because you look at this, the Rams spanked the Seahawks, then the Seahawks spanked the Lions, and the Lions spanked Kansas City. So where are you going with that?
Yeah. Right, it's just too early in the season.
It's much too early to be determined.
Five, you know, but obviously, I think the Niners are the best team in the NFC. I think you guys are better than the Eagles as of right now.
I think, you know, I'm not just being a homer. Corey, you know, I know football. I've been all my life been around it. I played it. I coached it. I was raised in a Signorino household. It's my godfather. You know, explain it to them who he is. They'll know why I know so much. But
he has now coached for a very long time.
Yes. He put the Jersey Shore on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Eagles lost a lot. They brought in a lot, but they lost a lot, especially through the middle. You know, they got those two big boys up front, but their linebacker and their safeties are suspect.
Yep.
Their linebackers and their safeties are suspect.
Definitely.
And now picture this. If that's what's the dude, he's Justin mad, Jefferson. If Jefferson doesn't fumble that catch out of the end zone, we got a different game. They had four turnovers,
and they were off still all those turnovers. I'm almost positive.
Yeah,
and you know, so New England, they had three turnovers within the first like 5 minutes, and they scored 17 points off of that. And
what happens if that dude gets that foot in bounds on that last drive by New England? You never know, because they would have been on like the 8-yard line.
That'd have been so, at least OT.
Yeah, so it's hard to say, but I figured the Eagles will get it in gear. But their offense, they're going to do what the 49ers did with Kaepernick after they paid him. They want to protect their investment. So Jalen's not going to be running as much. Believe that. Mm. They are not going to give up all that money and take a chance with him running around like Mike Vick back in the day. They're not going to do that. It's too much money for them to run the risk of that boy getting hurt.
And realistically, you have so many weapons. Like, why make him if you have so many other guys? Like, you have a running back committee of 4 to 5 people over there. You got Scott, Swift, Gainwell, Penny. I mean, it's
Swift crazy. went to work, though. Yeah, I think Swift solidified himself as the number one guy.
The number one. No question.
Yeah, that was ridiculous what he was doing. What, he had 179 yards rushing. Mm-hmm. It was
But
nasty.
The Eagles, their short game, their short medium game is a little shaky. They get most of their stuff on that deep down outside of the hash stuff. Yep. Once in a while, they'll send A.J. Brown across on a slanter when they need a first down. But it's not consistent.
Absolutely.
And the Cowboys, it's hard to measure them right now because they caught you guys napping first week. I think if you play them 10 times, they may beat you 9 out of 10 times, but they're not going to put 40 on you and leave you zero. That's not going to happen. I just think once that avalanche started, it was just too much for you guys to overcome.
I agree. It was just a really bad game.
And here's the thing that teams don't understand, bro. I don't get it. Run the ball. When you got a ferocious pass rush, run the ball. That's why I think we match up good against Dallas, because they send in everybody. So you keep them honest with a good running game. And we have that. You know, we have good backs. McCaffrey's the truth. Mitchell's the truth. We got a nice run game. So, and you know, you got to be able to buy your quarterback some time. Now, Purdy's still developing. He's still coming along. Last week, he missed two throws that he normally would make in his sleep. And it cost us. We could have blew that game wide open. We still won by, basically 10, but they stopped the clock to kick a field goal. So, you know, we still had.
Okay, can we talk about that really quick?
Wait a minute.
Was that
the most obvious Vegas call we've seen in the NFL so far?
Disgusting. I think that had a lot. He knew somebody big. Yeah.
I mean, listen, yes. Sean McVay, a guy that can recall plays from 2015. You know, you pick out a time in a game and he could tell you what play they were running that. I'm supposed to believe he didn't know that what he was doing with that field goal with time expiring? Like, come on.
He knows exactly what was going on.
Somebody in his family must have been betting and he knew what was going on. He had to crack Vegas.
I mean,
with 1 second left spike to kick the, you know, who does that?
No,
something fishy about that.
That's who does that.
That helped. That was one of the last legs to cash on that notorious pick we saw this weekend on FanDuel. Everyone was talking about, you know, the field goals in the 1 o'clock, 4:05, and 4:20 window games. FanDuel ended up paying out $20 million in bets on that. And so I don't know. Me personally, I feel like they're using that as a distraction from the fact that they totally fixed this last kick on that Rams game.
Yeah, I think it's much deeper than McVay's family may have bet on something. No. They got this that call. That and they call. Got that phone
that
call.
Was a bit, there must
and if something. You don't obey the phone call, it's going to look real bad for you in the future. And that's all I got to say. And you can ask Mr. John Gruden about that.
Yeah. And you know what, bro? And it's sad that that's what it's coming to, bro. I don't, you know, there's gambling and stuff has always been involved, but that was too obvious. The game was over. Who spikes the ball with 1 second left to kick a field goal and you can't win?
Yep.
That you know, that takes away from it. You know, but
teams walking on the field with a minute left, like 40 seconds, you know, like it's crazy. And we're spiking the ball at 1 second. Nah, it didn't sit well with me.
So, Uncle Mike, what's your score prediction for the Giants Niners? What do you think the final score will be?
35-16.
Okay.
I think we're going to get it in gear. You know, I think we're going to get in gear. I think you guys will have your moments here and there, but I just think that was a wake-up call for us. Just like you guys got your wake-up call, maybe we got ours too, not to be too lax. And, you know, now I'm not talking shit on your team, but we are the better team. And we, you know,
there's a 10.5-point spread for a reason, right?
Yeah, so if we play to our potential, you know, I can see us putting it. We put up 30 last week against a team who knows us inside out. And we it could have got ugly quick, but Brock missed two. He missed Ayuk open first, then he missed Debo for a touchdown. You know, he came back and hit Juwan Jennings on a nice deep pass. So I think, you know, if he corrects that, I think he just got over anxious seeing them that wide open and just sailed it. But I think if we, you know, play our game, you guys, like, you know, Corey, you're not there yet. You're not there yet because, you know, you won a playoff game last year, this and that, but you got a tougher schedule. Now one of your trusted weapons is gone. So other guys can step up. I get it, but they're not Saquon. So I don't know. You know, you guys, you'll fight. I get it. You're not going to go out like you did in that first game. But I just think that we have too much on both sides of the ball. That's just being honest.
I'm not mad at you for that score prediction at all. That's a very realistic prediction. I do want to talk about Saquon real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Daboll is more. He's underplaying his injury right now. Obviously, he's still not ready to call him out for Thursday. Obviously, he's going to be out on Thursday, right?
He's just trying to, you know, we want the Niners to prepare for that. That's not a mind game. We're preparing for him anyway. We're preparing for whoever's back there.
But he has to play the game, right? Every coach has to play the game the right way.
Yeah, you don't want to expose your hand too soon.
It's over. He's out for 3 weeks. It's over. And then I think he actually is progressing with his ankle, though. He came back from a very bad high ankle sprain a year ago after 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
On week two. He is a fast healer.
He's also got 2 years on it, two more years of wear and tear on him, too, bro.
Yeah. Well, guess what? He's a running back, and that's what happens to running backs.
Yeah. And I think that whole thing, running back should have a 2 year, they should get paid after their second year.
That would
or at least their third. Or at least their third.
For the NFLPA to do. Instead of a 4 year rookie contract like every other player gets, they get 4 years with a fifth player option, I'm pretty sure. Give running backs 2 year rookie
Contract. Two or three with a fourth. Give them something. Those guys deserve money, man.
They deserve money. Good solution, Uncle Micah. See, this is why we bring you on, man. Because
they should do something. Give them, just change it for them. Because it's not fair, man. Those guys, on a lot of teams, every team wants to run the ball. I don't care what they do. Every team wants to run the ball at some point.
Right.
You don't want Josh Allen running around the fourth quarter when you can just hand the ball off, but you haven't invested in your running game. So now he's got to run around faking like he's Brett Favre. And so that's you got to pay those guys. They're worth it. Especially good ones. Barkley's a generational talent, but we've been cheated out of seeing him play because you guys have been in a constant state of rebuild. So he's never got a chance to sit back on where he knows his team's putting up 10 wins and he's got a shot of going to the playoffs every year. It's not fair to him. It's really not fair to him. He's too talented to, you know, you guys should have never drafted him that high, but you did. But he's too talented to be in a constant state of rebuild. The running back shouldn't have to wait for the quarterback to catch up to him. That's wrong. That's wrong.
I agree. I mean, hopefully they come to an agreement, a compromise, both the NFL
The players' union's got to step in and protect these guys, man. They deserve money, not just Saquon. All those guys who come and let them play 2 years, Let a third year option. They should let players come out of college. If I don't want to be in this team, I'm going to give you 2 years. Then after that, I'm out. If I don't decide to sign an extension, let me leave. I shouldn't have to be sucked in and stuck on a bad team. When they say, well, they draft you, you have to show loyalty. Well, if they didn't draft me, somebody else would have. I'm showing you my loyalty, staying here 2 years, getting the shit beat out of me.
I agree, Unc. All right, I'm going to let you go, Unc. We got some more callers. You know, hey. You know, I appreciate you, dog. Have a safe travel to San Fran.
Hey, yo, I'm going to call you live when I get out there. You know I'm going to be acting a fool.
All right, for sure, for sure. I'll be looking forward to it, Unc. I'll be looking forward to it. And Double R, we got Double R in the building. What's going on, Double R?
Gang? Shit, I'm hungry as hell.
Huh?
I said I'm hungry as hell. I was waiting for an hour. No.
All right, it's your turn to eat. Pause. Go crazy.
Nah, I ain't got nothing else to say. Like, nah.
Think Corey's pause was fucking nuts. That was
crazy.
Hold on. What did Corey say?
He said something about loading him up. Get in there and eat him up. Oh, my God.
Me and Ed looked at each other. Yo, I can't believe I ain't bust out. But somebody said pause.
The comment. Yeah.
Somebody commented pause, and I just fucking lost it. There is... All right, go ahead, Double.
That was crazy.
How you feel about your Eagles, man?
Man, listen. This offensive coordinator, Brian, he ain't it. I mean, it's 2 weeks. As you could tell, the game really turned around when we started running the ball. Why we wasn't running the ball from the beginning, like from New England, don't know why. It is what it is. I just came out here to talk shit. Not really talk shit, just make shit even.
Like, are you even the slightest bit concerned with the Eagles? Like, are you realistic about the Eagles this year that you guys have regressed a little bit? Or that y'all are playing a much harder schedule than last year?
We definitely regressed. I think we downplayed how much the OC really meant to us. The DC with the side, I didn't really care. Like, it was just... It was an even swap for me. Yeah. But the OC, like, I didn't expect to regress this much. It's not that Jalen regressed. It's the play calling. Like, there's no schemes. There's no schematics to get them open. If we're not a physical team with the running with the off the line, we're dog shit. It's like...
If anything, honestly, you have more offensive talent than you did last year, too. So it's like, what are we...
I think it's both coordinators, though, because, I mean, the back-to-back 300-yard performances... Is a nasty bag, especially coming from Mac Jones. Like, Kirk Cousins, okay, he does it. He does it a lot. He puts up 300 like it's nothing. All right, cool.
Look at the game, right?
Count on a half hand how many times he's thrown for 300 yards in his career. And he's played a full season last year. So it's like, what's going on? Yeah, lost Maddox.
He's hurt again.
Lost Hargrave.
Yeah,
lost Gardner Johnson, right?
Like, yeah.
Gardner Johnson. He's gone.
But Bradbury doesn't look what
he got hurt. He wasn't playing last week.
Yeah, he didn't play.
Bradbury's out.
Yeah, Bradbury. He'll be back this week, though.
Clay was the only person on the second.
Only person.
Is AJ Brown?
But if you look at an offense, you look at our defense, right?
There's a diva in him. There's a lot of diva in AJ Brown because, first of all, AJ Brown had touchdowns called back on him. It's not like he wasn't getting the volume.
Yeah.
He just had penalties called against him.
After he had a disagreement is when they tried to feed him the ball, and that's when the penalty got called back for that holding. That was after they had a little argument. But before then, just what it is. It was like last year. Some week, like Devontae, he ain't get shit the first week. He got like zero targets. Then the next week, they're going to come out forcing them. So my prediction is when they play Tampa Bay on Monday at 7:15, A.J. Brown's going over 150. Like, they're going to force feed him.
Yeah, that's a good hot take.
I was going to say, honestly, I feel like a lot of people might be leaning that way, and we might see a Dallas Goedert game.
Dallas has been great right the past 2 weeks, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he hasn't scored more than 5 fantasy points in either game.
No, he hasn't. But they pick and choose who's going to go off this week. When you're that talented of an offense, you can have a day where A.J. Brown gets his 152 touchdowns. Then all of a sudden it's Devontae the next week. Then it's DeAndre Swift, you know, and now all of a sudden it could be Dallas. Like, they have that many weapons to where they need to start spreading the love a little bit more. I mean, I put in our notes on a team – I believe it was the Seahawks, I think. They had six different guys with 35-plus yards this past week. And there's no reason in my mind that the Eagles can't be on that same level of offensive flow.
There's too much Eagles on that team, bro.
But you got Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's the one, you know, dictating that. Like, when your head coach, Mick Sirianni, loves the guy, he doesn't want to call plays. He wants to be everywhere. He wants to talk to such a team.
Sirianni, I feel like he's only there for the cosmetics. He wants to stand
Sirianni
there
is just there for the aesthetics, bro, because Sirianni really just sits there, acts like a big fucking buffoon on this fucking sideline, like a fucking stupid fuck. Yeah, and he doesn't even really coach, in my opinion. No. He doesn't really fucking coach, like, at all, bro. Like,
you're supposed to motivate men, right? And that's what he does. For whatever antics he does, they fight for him.
I mean, honestly, like, I'm a Giants fan. Like, obviously, I dislike the Eagles, but guys like A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, and Devontae are very hard not to like. The only thing I really can't stand about Philly right now is Nick Sirianni.
I can't fucking stand Nick Sirianni.
He's just
scumbag. I can't fucking stand him.
And you go to Geno's or wherever, any cheesesteak spot, you can see six Sirianni's outside wearing Eagles jerseys. It's disgusting.
Nobody go to Geno's.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was about to say, nobody going to no goddamn Pats. You go to Iskra Bibbles, or you go to the corner deli, and that's it.
Go to your corner store.
You go to the corner Poppy store, they're going to whip you up the best cheesesteak you ever had for half the price. I promise.
The other one got a little too mainstream. But, all right, Double R, your prediction this coming week for the Birds, how are we looking?
We're looking 27-17, Birds.
Okay.
What happens if Baker Mayfield goes over 300 on you? What happens?
Baker Mayfield may have run over 300.
There would have to be a conversation at that point.
It's how it looks. Both games, right? We had a big lead, but our offense game was absolutely shit, right?
Right.
So the first game,
they were playing a lot of comeback ball, which they had to throw, and I get that. I do get that, but I don't care. I don't care.
Only exception right now is Kirk Cousins. So if Matt
Baker don't do it, Baker I don't do care it. If it's garbage time. I don't give a fuck how he gets it. If he gets 300, that's a problem. I don't
care.
To
Mike Evans has been looking nice. I can't even lie.
Yeah, it's been looking. Baker has not been looking bad at all with Tampa. He's fired up over there.
Let's talk about it. Now stems back to him being with the Rams last season. Remember when they were supposed to get blown out in that game and Baker Mayfield came and led them to an overtime win? Like, just chilling in, bro. This is going back to last year. We may need to talk about Baker Mayfield actually being a gamer.
Is it Baker Mayfield comeback season, or is
I'm a big fan.
I'm not.
No?
I used to be coming out of college.
Tampa Bay surprisingly looks good. The defense, too. Right? Devin White, he commented or posted on Instagram that I should have never asked for a trade out. Like, I regret that because we got a group of good young guys. So,
is another team? Is another Fuller team? Yeah. Nobody knows who the fuck they are.
What did you say?
Who's on the defense
for the Bucks?
It's a bunch of young guys.
So nobody knows who the fuck they are.
Right?
Why, bro?
No. Besides offense, you know, everybody knows their offense.
Offense. Yeah. I think Evans put up 179. Last week?
Yeah, it was something nasty.
That's disgusting for Baker Mayfield as your quarterback, and that just fucking ruined any chance of trade.
Yeah. But
Godwin had a good fucking night, too, I'm pretty sure. Godwin had like 70 yards, too.
Tampa Bay might be one of those betting teams this season that you kind of always hit the spread for them just because they're going to be in a lot of close games, more than we would expect.
I ain't going to say that after 2 weeks.
It's a 5.5-point spread for the game?
Bro. I don't know. It's close. It's real close. Where's that? Tampa?
We're in Tampa. Yeah, we're in Tampa. They're doing a Rondé Barber ceremony at halftime. Why everybody want to do a ceremony against the Eagles? I have no fucking idea, but
it's prime time usually. That's why.
Yeah, they need something to fire up the boys, right? But
All right, Double R, we're going to get into these recaps and previews.
Yes, sir.
Jock Cal's going to call in about 15 minutes, so. That's okay if he does or he doesn't. We got plenty of call-ins that we just did. I hope everybody enjoyed it. So where do we want to start as far as – I mean, we covered a lot of topics with the callers.
Yeah, there's only one game that we didn't really talk about that I want us to talk about. That's Chargers-Titans, one that went into overtime because it's time to have a serious discussion.
Coach is gone.
First off, Brendan Staley –
not about Herbert, but keep going.
it is absolutely about Justin Herbert. He's part of the issue. At this point, listen, I like the guy. But look, man.
No, I don't got to stop. I don't.
You get the ball left.
He has the most yards. He has the most passing yards in the NFL right now.
Win games. Win games for me.
He's just another Josh Allen.
He got the ball. He got the ball in the fourth quarter. 2 minutes left. Down two. He couldn't even get past the 50, bro. He has zero dog in him. If you are an elite quarterback and getting paid that much money, I need for you to be able to lead me down the field and get me a win, bro. Kenny Pickett was able to do that. I love Herbert, but we need to
Kenny
see
Pickett
something.
Had a game-winning drive.
He's had them before.
He had a game-winning drive last night. That's what you're telling me.
Honestly, or did the Pittsburgh defense score to go ahead?
Okay. Scored a go-ahead fumble.
Now
you're
reflecting because
I'm not reflecting.
Herbert,
how am I reflecting? So he didn't Daniel have Jones Eckler. That was of course he did. And, I stick up for Danny Jones, and I'm gonna keep sticking up for Eckler because he does what he needs to do to win football games. He has a dog shit coach, and he has a definite dog shit defense. Do you not know what the fuck happened against Tua and them? Last week,
2 minutes left.
Two put up fucking 400 something fucking yards. Tyreek Hill puts up 200 and something fucking yards.
That's what
can Herbert do at that point, bro? Like, come on, be fucking realistic, bro. Like,
the Chargers
don't have a good offense.
They have a great offense, and they continue to put up 30 plus each game. So how can you put up 30 plus each fucking game and fucking lose, and you're blaming it on the quarterback?
Zero fourth quarter points from the Chargers.
He stays doing that though.
It's steady, bro. He does that all the time.
Staley got to do something.
Staley
got to get fired, bro.
Staley is not the one under center.
So you think it's more Herbert's fault than Staley's fault?
Bro, you can't.
That's crazy. Do you think it is more Herbert's fault than the Chargers' defense fault?
Yesterday's loss is that what y'all? Herbert.
No, absolutely.
What's that to do with him scoring?
Absolutely,
the
fuck not. You're reflecting. You guys are fucking talking out your ass.
Stop saying
they put up 30 fucking points per game. He has the most passing yards in the fucking NFL.
Cool.
And he's 0-2, but that is not his fault. He is putting up buckets each and every fucking game.
He's not. You can put up buckets in 1, 2, 3, but if you don't put no points up in the fourth, well, whose problem? Whose fault is it?
The Chargers defense.
Bro,
if you put up no points, it's the defense fault.
Bro,
that's what you're saying.
You're putting up 30 points in three quarters. You should get the W. The defense should 100% get you your W. Man. And that's bad coaching because they were too conservative.
Points, bro. I just need you to score in the fourth quarter.
You can't even get a field goal for him?
Bro, no, nothing. Nothing.
Do you think the play calling changes in the fourth quarter when you're up like 15 to 20 points?
Do you think
they're super conservative in that fourth quarter because they think the game is pretty much over?
When you keep going three and out in the fourth, your defense not
giving the ball to fucking Josh Kelly for three fucking straight downs all four fucking quarter and expect him to be fucking cold from not throwing the ball in the fourth quarter, and you expect them to fucking hop in with fucking 30 seconds left,
their defense,
down two to win the fucking game.
Bro, their defense
right.
never has
you
rest
keep
in the fourth
giving these
quarter.
Motherfuckers
they go three
unrealistic
and out.
They
go three and
unrealistic
out every, all the time
every
in the fourth,
time.
Though.
Bro. All Herbert haters.
They go
unrealistic
three.
Bullshit.
You're
bro.
Not even bro. You're
unrealistic,
not
bro.
If your team keeps going three and out all offense, your defense still has to come on the field. Bro, what are you talking about?
Bro, you
That's a big problem in coaching, too. The play calling is needs to stay aggressive. They need to stay on the pedal. They need to stay on the gas. Obviously, because the defense fucking sucks.
He's in this position every game. He is. He's in a lot of these situations.
So clutch up.
And not once has he been able to run down the field in these
That's
2 minutes
clutch up,
to get
yeah.
a touchdown, bro. I love Justin Herbert. He looks great in practice. He looks great on film. He does a lot of things good. He throws a great ball. But guess what he doesn't do? Get you wins when it matters. That's it.
I think it's more of a problem with the coach and the defense.
They have a ton of problems, but it starts.
It's a way bigger problem. Yeah, Herbert's not the number one problem. You guys are fucking high if you think so. I'm sorry. Simple as that.
But he is a problem on that team.
He's an issue.
Okay, I will give you it is a problem that he can't score in the fourth quarter. But if you're gonna say it's Justin Herbert's fault more than the defense and more than the coach, you're high.
Take the field goal with 3 seconds left in the third and then didn't score.
All right, you keep you bringing up the same point over and over and over again. I'm giving you guys a plethora of different things of what Herbert's doing. Y'all just
you're not scoring in the fourth.
He's not. All right, that's a coach problem too. That's a coach problem. That's a play calling problem.
But this is the thing. You're blaming everybody but Herbert.
I said Herbert deserves a little bit of blame. For not being able to score, bro. But he is not. He is not the number one problem. Not even fucking close.
Are we not even fucking close? Are we not even fucking Tennessee Titans defense is something that really
crazy?
That's nuts. Tennessee Titans. I'm not saying that. They need to come out and dog the Titans.
I'm not saying that.
You're in the AFC, a loaded conference.
He gonna put 30 up each game, and he gonna give you most
24.
Well, 24 is cool too. It should be enough to win a game.
How many points?
Should be enough to win a game, bro.
How many points? What?
The Titans scored a point.
Three. That's all I needed.
Three?
They kicked the field
goal. So it wasn't their defense.
Bro, they kicked the field goal with 5 minutes left, and that was game.
So it wasn't their defense.
Obviously, so how was it the defense? They're giving up more than 24 points in a game.
No, bro, you're fucking insane.
Who plays linebacker for the Chargers?
Linebacker for the Titans?
Yeah, that too. Don't call Mac or Bosa a linebacker. That's bad. Well, the thing is, like, their defense is better than the Titans.
Yeah, what are you talking
all
about?
They clear the Titans, and
they're not, Corey.
Chargers defense notoriously gives up buckets every fucking game, just because they have Bosa and Ingram.
Now,
cool fucking news, bro. Yeah, Tannehill and the Titans. Khalil, you know how I feel about Tannehill. Derrick Henry and the Titans. Yeah, you do know how I feel about that.
Derrick Henry. Who else?
You heard what the fuck I just said.
Receiver one was Treylon Burks with 79 yards, bro.
Hey, they get the job done. You know how I feel about Tannehill, bro. You know how I feel about
it. You're insane, man. Like, you that much of a fan.
Good job, Aaron.
You that much of a fan?
Good job, Aaron. Let's talk about the Ravens.
All right, Josh Howe, what's happening?
Josh Howe doesn't want to play Herbert for nothing.
No, shut up. We're talking about
yo. It was good, my niggas.
He don't want to talk about the Chargers. He don't want to talk about the Chargers as you hear that.
Chargers is poop. Them niggas suck. Justin Herbert overrated. Everybody want to talk about how Lamar can't win the playoff game. This nigga can't. He blew a 24-point lead. Bro, get him in my bag.
John Mayer don't like Herbert because Devin don't like Herbert. All right, let's move on to
tomorrow. So you call me a follower. This is insane. You trying to show off for the live? Oh, I see what type of time you want. Oh, Eddie, you said niggas get, Eddie? Huh? You see how niggas get? Trying to throw me under the bus. Trying to say I'm a follower. That's insane.
That's crazy.
That's what I do.
But can we talk about the Ravens, though? Can we talk about them?
You guys were on the other side of a victory, unlike the Chargers. 27-24, you guys won. Hey, you beat the Bengals, division matchup. How are we feeling after that one?
I feel good. You know, I'm still a little skeptical, you know what I mean? Because it's still early in the season. You know, we always play good until about December. That's when the quarterback go down. So if he can make it through the whole season, I feel real confident with our team, honestly. I feel like the only thing holding us back is health. Marlon Humphrey should be coming back, if not this week, next week. Marcus Williams, he's not getting surgery, so he's going to be back this year.
What about Andrews?
He played last game. He played last game. Back.
Yards, touchdown, eight catches, or five catches, eight targets.
He's going to stay consistently healthy.
You have to be, huh?
I feel like we need him to be healthy, but we still got Isaiah Likely. So we got a really good backup that we like, too. Sure. I just think...
So, Ja, who is the bona fide number one running back now? Is it Gus or is it Justice Hill?
Honestly, I think they're going to split carries, like 50-50. Like, goal line, 100% Gus. But, like, I don't know. But Hill could catch. Hill could catch. But Gus can catch, too, though.
Gus can catch.
Like, honestly, a sleeper is Keaton Mitchell. When he get off at IR, he's going to be nice. He's a rookie from East Carolina. He's fast as hell. They really like him. He made the team over Melvin Gordon, even though he was hurt. He made it over him, undrafted free agent. Wow. So they really like him.
I got something to say about Odell Beckham Jr. because I heard that Odell all offseason was going to come back from the second ACL tear and show out and be the wide receiver one for the
Ravens. I was hurt. Hey,
bro, he's got three catches, four targets, bro. I can't. Odell is washed. He's out there. He's washed up, man.
Yeah, I can't defend him. I can't defend him. I don't know.
Like, I love Zay Flowers, right? And I think he's your wide receiver one, but I can't sit here and act like Odell is going to still be a weapon in this offense.
When in the game did Odell get hurt?
Second quarter,
so you have four targets. Halfway. Yeah. So.
Oh, there was. I think they said the point was
to a quarter and a half. I mean,
did he not come back?
No, he didn't play. He didn't play at all. Him and Owe got hurt.
Comes back this week, though.
Where is Bateman?
Bateman good. I think he's on a snap count right now.
Bateman got three catches, 18 yards. It was Nelson Agholor that really got the Broncos work. It was six targets, five catches, 63 yards, and the touchdown. He had that one.
Honestly, Zay Flowers is going to lead us in targets every game.
Every game. There's no reason he shouldn't, because
he is
types of schemes.
He's next up.
So let's grade a trade. Me and Jahmyr had a trade in fantasy. I traded Josh Jacobs and Zay Flowers for ETN.
Yeah.
You want an ETN?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, I think he's hurt. They were questionable.
Nah, he had cramps. He had cramps last week.
Are you that low on Josh Jacobs right now?
Yeah. He ran for negative 2 yards last week.
Well, yes, but
what?
Okay, the Giants got 40 on him, and it was just one game. Josh Jacobs, negative 2 yards. That's just one game. I'm not like the guy was the leading rusher last year.
Yeah, 23 yards.
Listen. Yo, everybody started texting me, said I fleeced you.
That's a fleece. Bro. I can't lie.
It's okay.
I wouldn't have wanted to give up Zay, bro.
Yeah, why'd you give up Zay?
Because Josh Jacobs isn't it. I'm gonna tell you that right now. That Raiders offense is really shaky and really scary for me with Josh Jacobs. I like what ETN is doing.
Hey, Corey, did you crack 100 yet?
No, that's my bad league. I'm having a tough time in that league because of Joe Burrow and Chase. They're hurting my feelings right now.
He's scoring 100 in both games. Yeah, Corey about to get a tattoo the way it's looking.
That's tough.
So. Well, you know what? Yeah, you guys think very highly of Josh Jacobs. I don't. That's how I look at it. Well, dude,
he just led the league last year.
I don't even think highly of him. Cool. It's just like we just gave up a bag for ETN.
I know.
Josh Jacobs literally just led the league.
That's fine. Last year. Right. The whole different offense.
So I'm supposed to believe.
All right, my boys. I'm about to get out of here. Y'all, that'll be easy. I'll stay tuned in. I'll be in the comments going crazy. I mean, you already know what's up.
Fantasy's crazy. that's a little.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. All
right, my boys. Y'all be safe, all right?
Wait, Job, before you go.
That was good.
Ravens Colts this week, 1 o'clock. What's the score?
I want to say.
Yeah, is AR playing?
Is AR?
I don't think.
Nah, he's out. I'm going to say.
I give y'all a problem.
I'm going to say 31-10.
I was going to say 27-9.
31-10 Ravens.
Okay. All right, you heard
it. The last two games been closer.
Yeah, but these brothers think with no AR.
Yeah, think about it. But we played week one. It was our first time in offense. Lamar ain't played all offseason. Week two, offense looked way better. And the things are going to just gonna keep getting better and better each week. But
we all right. See. Fair enough. Come on.
I got one question for y'all. What's the score of Thursday game?
Thursday game?
What's the score?
Uncle Mike already said 35-16.
Yeah, he said 35. I'm going to go.
I think we have a double-digit lead. 10. Not crazy. Not
I right. think you guys win by 9. I think the Giants cover. Backdoor cover at that.
That's respectable.
I'm going to go. Yeah. I was going to say 32-23. 32-27 if the Giants look good.
27
possible.
I don't know. That San Francisco defense is kind of crazy. It's up there with Dallas.
Yeah, very stout. I'm definitely not encouraged.
28-20.
Listen, we got to be
Andrew Thomas playing?
We're unbiased here.
28.
Is Andrew Thomas playing?
He should, but it's still in the air. It's still in the air as well.
Because if you got to put Bosa on Evan Neal, good luck, Danny Dimes.
Evan Neal is very suspect. I can't lie.
He is poop.
Oh, lordy lord. It's not looking good for Evan Neal.
But all right, my boy. Appreciate y'all having me, of course. I'm going to get up there. I'm going to come up during the week again, meet my parents. And, you know.
All right, y'all. Be good. Be safe. Go ETN. All right. Let's move on to go to previews.
Oh man, well, we talked about.
Oh wait, Minshew's
for the Colts. Yeah, he's serviceable, so he's not horrible.
I mean,
he was cooking last week too.
Was he can play a little bit.
Yeah, he's a baller. I don't mind Minshew, but we previewed Giants Niners pretty well. Chargers Vikings, if you want to talk about
let's do Chargers Vikings. I mean, we previewed Eagles and Bucks a little bit. I mean, I think that's going to be a very high scoring game.
Yeah, Herbert's
like whatever the over is, just take it.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's 60.
Yo,
fuck it, take the first half over.
I'm gonna go.
That's how y'all feel.
Keys to the
game. Go take the first half over. I bet you that shit smacks.
I don't even know the keys to the game, man. They're both fucking.
They, like,
who's gonna stop? Who's gonna stop who? That's the key.
I don't think they stop each other. I just think they're gonna just have a shootout the whole time.
I think so.
Back to back, like yeah. It's gonna come down to the last 5 minutes of the game.
I think the Vikings are gonna win too.
31-28 Vikes.
I think the Vikings.
Who's guarded Justin?
Jefferson, Derwin, or Jassir?
Jassir.
I'm sorry, man.
That's a tough match.
Chargers and Vikings are the same team. You're right. I mean, they have the same type of shit going on. They have a very high powered offense. The defense stinks. And they don't know how to win close games. They shoot themselves in the foot every time. The Vikings shot themselves in the foot a bunch of times against the Eagles. Chargers shooting themselves in the foot every fourth quarter.
Their defense did play good last week, so I'll give them that.
They did. They finally made a stop, right? Like yeah. That's what we're looking for in one of these teams. Like there are a bunch of teams that are just so offensively heavy and don't have mm-hmm. defense. I mean, it's
bad. That's just bad for their franchise. The offense puts people in the seats, right? It gets sales, but it doesn't win you championships. Defense at the end of the day, the defense is always going to win you games. The coaching is always going to win you games. The offense,
a touchdown with 2 minutes to go, down two, will definitely win you a football game. But some guys just can't.
Can't. You know who can't do it? Justin Fields.
No, the Bears are hard.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Well, the Bears definitely stink. They're pretty bad. He's probably got until week like 8, or else they're going to start looking elsewhere. I would say. I mean, the thing is, like, they don't even have anybody else. Like, they didn't keep Trubisky around, and I don't know.
They might be tanking for Caleb Williams for real. I think if anybody's tanking for Caleb, it's the Bears. Or
their schedule's kind of not. Like, it's in their favor.
They stink though.
Yeah,
they just stink.
Listen, you could deflect Herbert's weaknesses onto Justin Fields as much as you want, but
yeah, because you're wrong sometimes too. Everybody can be wrong sometimes.
We
can be wrong sometimes. Justin Fields fucking sucks. Justin Fields actually fucking sucks.
Criticism.
Justin Fields fucking sucks.
What goes under the
Herbert's
radar.
One of the most talked about people from the haters. Oh, the media hypes him up so fucking much. ESPN always does this. But the typical regular fan fucking hates Justin Herbert because of that reason.
Yeah, because he doesn't.
Meanwhile, on the other end of the spectrum, the media was sucking Justin Fields' dick, and so were the fucking fans. Everybody was eating him up. Oh, yeah, okay.
Herbert talked about more than Josh Allen, let's be real.
That's a fact.
Yeah, he is talked about. But a lot of that talk is hate. Stop saying the talk is positive. It's from y'all. No, I'm not saying from ESPN. I'm saying from niggas like y'all. No. I hear it from all over the place, bro. I hear. Okay, all right. You're going to tell me where I might. I hear it all the time from regular people how much they hate Justin Herbert. They hate Justin Herbert because ESPN loves him so much.
I just need, like, Trevor Lawrence clears this guy. And I need that to be just respected across the board at this point. Bears might have two top five picks the next year. They might.
Who do they clear? Who does Trevor Lawrence clear?
Justin Herbert.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
I mean, I think that playoff game was proof in the pudding. It's kind of hard to debate Justin Herbert.
That's a fact.
At this point, Herbert is glorified. Yeah, he's like, people are in love with the
idea. He's also hated, though.
They love the idea of Justin Herbert and not actually what he does.
He's loved and he's hated.
That's every player, of course.
He's hated.
That's literally every player.
All right. But you're not going to sit up here and say that he's not hated because he is.
Bro, you won't even. He didn't score any points. Just like when he lost in the playoffs, he didn't score any points in the fourth.
Okay, that's fine. But you're not going to sit up here and say he's not good. Because that's crazy.
It's not. It's not fine to me. We just bashed Josh Allen for doing that.
We were comparing Josh Allen to Mac Jones. There were graphics of that. And all of a sudden, I can't get behind it. Josh Allen needs to get on the chopping block too. He's declining in play and has had the defenses and Stephon Diggs, and he still doesn't get it done.
All right. What about Joe Burrow? Let's talk about Joe Burrow too while we're at it.
Hey, a lot of these quarterbacks.
Fucking quarterbacks are on the decline, in my opinion.
Wow. He was just in the AFC Championship last year.
Who was?
Joe Burrow.
Maybe.
I mean, what has he done the last two games? So it's been dog shit.
Yo,
it's been absolute dog shit.
I can't take a two-game sample size no more.
It's been absolute dog shit. That's what y'all doing with Justin Herbert. You're taking a two-game sample size.
This is from last year, too, in the playoffs,
okay,
bro.
Three-game sample size. So the wild card game, in these first two games. No, literally a three-game sample size. You fuckers are doing. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Three-game sample size. Fuck out of here.
What are you talking about?
Three-game sample size. I want to hear it. Yeah, yada, 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 yada.
I'm about to pull up the 2022 Chargers.
You got to really dig, really go hard. I really don't care about the subject so much. Y'all niggas love to talk about Justin Herbert, bro. I am a Herbert fan, but y'all hating on Herbert twice as much to the point where
you niggas keep on talking about
it, keep on bringing it up. Oh, I know since he couldn't score with two down. He said that fucking five times when the conversation's been over already. Y'all niggas love Justin Herbert, bro. Get over it. Y'all niggas love Justin Herbert like you love the Giants. You love them niggas, bro.
You're acting too emotional right now.
No.
Yo, you denounced your fandom for the Giants for Justin Herbert last year. Don't act like
I didn't, bro. It was a fucking one little ass joke that I had, bro. I had one little joke, and niggas screenshotted it and sent it to the world. I'm a Bulls fan. So what, bro? Gives a fuck.
I got the Dolphins.
This nigga wore a Devontae Smith shirt 2 fucking weeks ago and then wore a Justin Fields shirt 2 weeks before that. I don't want to fucking hear none of that shit denouncing my fanship. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. Yeah. I am a Giants fan. I always said I'm a
not a Giants fan no more. I'm a Chargers fan.
Pull it up. Pull up where I said I'm not a Giants fan.
Will Salas, I know you're on live. You know you can send it to me. Just send it to me, bro.
So I got when the Chargers dropped the game to the Dolphins on September 10th last season.
36, week two of last year. Okay, come on.
That's what we're talking about this year too. Week two of last year.
Yeah,
last year. A year ago.
The 49ers beating them 22-16. Another one possession game.
Cool. All right. He doesn't. He can't win a clutch game.
I need that.
That's not good.
That's fine, bro. He'll be fine.
Living on the West Coast, people either like Herbert or they're iffy about him. I never hear hate.
Exactly. Corey just been making shit up. You know,
I hear it a lot.
Most three people that hate Herbert, so everybody hates
Herbert. I hear it a lot.
Because we remind them every day that he sucks.
I hear it a lot. Yeah, okay. You think he sucks. But like I said,
he hasn't won a playoff game.
Number one in passing yards right now so far. So we'll see.
Dak also did that before, too. Dak used to do that all the time.
Yeah, he sure did.
He barely won playoff game.
That's a very comparable player. I feel like Dak and
Dak's fucking
early mid. Dak.
So Dak is mid, right? Herbert. You call Dak
now
mid,
he
right?
is.
Now he is.
Yeah.
Before he wasn't.
Yeah. He used to be very good. And if y'all don't think he was, you're fucking drunk. Honestly.
Yeah, man.
Regular you're drunk.
Regular season. Good shit, bro. Regular season.
You're drunk if you didn't think he was good regular at one season. Point. You're drunk.
Yeah, the regular season.
All I'm saying is I'm getting James Harden for Justin Herbert. That's what I'm ending on.
That's cool.
That's
fine. Right, you can give him that. James Harden was MVP. James Harden makes the playoffs every year.
Ew.
That's all cool. Right. We're talking about individual players right now, are we not?
He'll never get an MVP.
Okay.
He'll never get an MVP because he doesn't clutch up in the fourth. That's part of being an MVP.
All right.
That's fine.
Let's pick a side here because we're going to be wrapping up sooner than later. So. Here we go. I got a good question for you guys. I know we got some split.
Herbert versus
look, see, I'm not even talking about this nigga, bro. And y'all all keep right. bringing him up, bro. Get off his dick. Oh my god,
this nigga's upset.
Pick a side. Yeah. Nick Bosa or Micah Parsons. Who would you rather have as your defensive anchor?
Realistically,
This is so tough to me.
Michael Parsons. If we want to be realistic, and I want to be fair, no, I'll take Michael Parsons. We'll lie with him. That's not an edge dude. Nick Bosa is him.
But Nick Bosa is pretty.
Nick Bosa is him.
Nick Bosa is disgusting.
I'm going Michael Parsons. Just because he, like I said, he's more versatile. He can come off the edge. He can be out in space. He's faster than Bosa.
Our original discussion was Watt. Where do we want to do start bench cut? I mean, no. Start bench cut. Micah, Bosa, and TJ Watt.
I'm cutting Bosa.
Idiot.
I'm cutting Watt.
I'm talking. Wow. I'm just talking about prime when 100% healthy. 100% healthy.
Bro, these dude, Michael ready. Parsons
like line up.
Bro,
they're lining Michael up next Parsons week for week three.
Been in the league 4 years.
Lining up week three.
This other dude's been in the league
lining for up how week long? Three. Well, lining up week three. I'm cutting Bosa. That's all I'm saying. Now, obviously, if I had to pick a player for my franchise, I'm taking Bosa over Watt because Watt gets hurt too much. Bosa gets fucking hurt too. So I mean,
Bosa was only hurt with me.
Yeah. All right. I'm starting. I guess I got to start Micah because right now, hey, I said it 2 weeks ago. He's my defensive player of the year pick, and that's looking real good right now. Micah, Bosa, Cut and Watt. I main set it as well. I think this is the model that we're going with here.
Yeah, I'm just swapping Cut, Watt and Bosa. That's it. But it looks about right, though. You can't be wrong. But as long as you start Micah, you can't be wrong, in my opinion.
Point Ed,
same with you.
Same as this one right here. All right, start Micah, bench Watt, cut Bosa. Double R agrees.
Yeah, we kind of the defensive player of the year now.
Is Jalen Carter overrated?
No,
I don't want to say he's overrated, but he's still, it's only his second NFL game. He's gonna find his stride. Let him play a team with a bad O line like the Giants, and I'm sure he'll have like 2 or 3 sacks that game, and it'll be like a coming of age game for him, because that's just how it always works with these guys. As soon as they play the Giants division game, especially if it'll be prime time, you could book a Jalen Carter sack. That's for sure. That is for sure. But all right, anything else you guys want to touch on before we skate out of here? If we want to actually talk about Colorado real quick, man, what a game. Overtime thriller they came out with, despite Travis Hunter's injury and despite Shadur not necessarily looking all that great this game. How do we feel about Colorado? And they are currently 25-point underdogs to Oregon this week. They are.
I just wish Hunter was healthy.
Even if they had Hunter.
I think if Hunter was healthy, I promise you, it wouldn't be no fucking blowout. It wouldn't. It would be a close game. This is what we said about TCU, bro. TCU went to the fucking championship last year, bro. Okay, Ed. This is what we said about, this is what most people said about TCU versus Colorado. Oh, they're going to get fucking smoked. Mind you, Colorado was how much? A 24-point underdog against motherfucking TCU. So, and what is they against Oregon? Oh, 24 points. So, like, I'm not going to sit up here and count out Colorado. I'm not. TCU was better than Oregon. TCU went to the fucking national championship last year. What the fuck are you talking about? Come on. Stop playing.
This guy for real.
I don't. That's really tough. I mean, I think Bo Nix is about to go bananas this weekend. I can't lie. He's about to go the fuck off. And I think he's probably better than anybody TCU had last season. I think they just kind of had a Cinderella run. And they.
Well, TCU, they lost players. Oregon. We'll see. I still like Colorado to cover. I definitely like Colorado to cover. Bare minimum. Now, they were humbled a little bit last week. I'll tell you that much. They got fucking humbled. They got a taste of reality against Colorado State. The game shouldn't have been that close.
It's a rivalry game. It's been, that's sure. Their history. Yeah. Their history. Literally their history.
Cool. But, you know, it's Colorado State at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And
you're supposed to smack state.
Colorado's always sucked, though. So far, what are you talking about?
Yeah, right. Exactly. But it's never sweet with playing with Colorado. It's always going to be a great game, whether Colorado is severely undermanned compared to talent in Oregon. The bright lights will be on. It will be the most viewed college football game in history because they break records every single week. I promise you that they're going to make sure it's a good game. It'll be a good game. And I wouldn't be surprised.
What's your prediction, man?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I just think it's going to be close. I don't know who's going to win.
Oregon's just been blowing teams out by like 75 the last 2 weeks. Well, 3 weeks, whatever.
That's usually how college football goes, yeah. They usually play a bunch of fucking bums in the fucking first 3 weeks, yeah. That's usually how it goes.
I think they cover just because Travis Hunt is out, too. Like, he's their whole defense. And I think the defensive morale, especially for college kids, they're going to be kind of out of it. And I think Oregon's just going to punish them.
I mean, yeah, Travis Hunter is a huge loss. Don't get me wrong. But Colorado was still giving up 40 points a game with Travis Hunter on the field.
Well, yeah, you know? You're playing the best team that you faced thus far. So it's sure. going to be.
No, I agree with that. So I still think Edwards is still a beast. I still think Sanders is a beast. And I still think they have somewhat of a chance.
Ed? Final score prediction?
Sorry, I think these are one of the two games they lose. They're going to lose to USC and they're going to lose to Oregon. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I'm excited to see what they do.
And Oregon's going to cover. I don't
know. 43-28 Oregon? Fair.
Yeah. It's not going to be close. Man.
I'd say 35-28. I guess Oregon.
No, but here's the thing, Corey. Colorado couldn't even stop Colorado State's offense.
Yeah.
So what do you think Oregon's going to do?
No, it's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm not saying it's not going to, like 35-30 isn't a bad game. Like, that's a high-scoring game, in my opinion. But no, college,
I'm talking about a high-scoring game where the other team doesn't even score over 14 points.
Colorado will score more than 14 points.
I think they put up 21-27, but I can't see more than that. I really think that I think Oregon's going to put up 43-50.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not going to be a bad. It's not going to be like, oh,
I just don't think it's going to be a huge blowout. I just don't. I just don't think.
Does everyone take them seriously, or if they win, or they? Well, if they win, that's going to be massive. That will be a massive.
They should get bumped up to like top 10.
That will get, yeah, that'll be easily shifting. Yeah. In the that will
shift
scene.
The whole fucking.
I just made the mistake of rooting out Colorado of game one. You can ask John. I was like, I can't see it. They only won one game last year, yada, yada, yada. And then I seen what I seen. Like, all right.
They're talented.
They got fucking talent, man. It's not like they don't got no talent on that field. They got talent on that field, man. They do. I'm not a huge Pac-12 guy. I mean, is it Pac-10? I meant Pac-10.
Pac-12.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Pac guy. I'm not a big Pac guy. I'm not a huge believer in USC either.
Yeah, but Oregon's always been crazy though. It's not like they ever been.
They were crazy when
Mariota was there.
When they had Mariota. When they had
even their down years. They were
so who was the fast ass running back that they had?
Number 7.
White, I want to say. He was a dog. But, like, I've never seen Oregon really – like, they've had really good teams before, but, like, not, like, Alabama status or Clemson status or even old USC status. You know what I'm saying? They just –
well, they don't play the same.
Exactly. They don't play the same talent, in my opinion. So, like, I'm not a huge Pac-12 believer. But I feel like Colorado could make some noise in the Pac-12.
But in their Pac-12, though – I'm a Pac-12 fan. I used to be a Stanford fan when McCaffrey was there.
Right.
But Pac-12 in that division, they're fucking nuts. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're like how Alabama is in the set. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why I'm saying that. I can see them being USC. I just don't see them being.
The defense of Oregon is just.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
They're massive. Yeah. Like, that's where the shift comes for me is like Colorado has some more normal looking human beings. When you go to a team like Oregon, these massive schools, like Ed said, they're like the Bama of the Pac-12. So they have some literal, I mean, who was the guy a few years ago that everyone was obsessing over? Linebacker. Yeah. On the false allegations or whatever.
Like a Nigerian dude.
He was nuts.
He was like 6'8".
Yeah, the meme of him was going around.
Yeah. No, that was Oregon?
Yeah.
It was Baylor.
Oh, was it?
That was Baylor. Yeah.
Oh, you might be right. Yeah, I just remember the green and gold.
The big fucking huge guy, fucking muscle head. Yeah, that was Baylor. That was Baylor. I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau was from Oregon. I did like that.
Yeah. But nonetheless, I think that's going to wrap us up for today. Appreciate everybody for coming out. Shout out to Corey from My Movies, Movies Plus. We appreciate you coming out, spreading the love. Double R for calling in, Jock Howe for calling in, of course Uncle Micah for calling in. We appreciate everybody. Shout out American Dream one last time. Thank you everybody for coming out. We're going to be obviously back next Tuesday, 7 p.m. doing the same, previewing week 4 and recapping week 3. So good luck to everybody in your bets and your fantasy dubs this coming up weekend. And yeah, we will catch you guys in the next one. Peace.
Nice.